Mandy Caldwell.
Adie Griffiths.
Lord help.
Please.
I know, right? It's about all we got left.
As Marcia, my former secretary used to say, Lord, give me something, Jesus, give me up.
Get me up. Jesus be a fence. Oh, so I'm glad you're here. We missed you last week. You were right
Thanks.
where you needed to be. And so we love you because you do things like that for people.
I do.
But we are glad to be back because I missed you.
Well, thanks. I my head was too
Yeah.
blacked out and other things to miss anybody.
Yep.
That's as y'all will remember, our faithful listeners will remember we talked about Mr. Billy, who passed away, was now 8 weeks ago. He was my Moultrie lawyer mentor. His daughter Leah, dog must be doing something funny.
She's sneezing. I think we have seasonal allergies at our house.
Oh boy, those are gonna be fun. His daughter Leah, his daughters Leah and Laura, were always held up to us as, you know, if you get in a situation you don't know what you do what Leah or Laura would do. And they babysat us. Leah taught us to swim, whole nine yards. And they've just continued to be a part of our lives forever and ever.
Yeah.
Leah went to Vanderbilt and then she went to Georgia Law School. And she actually met Mike when they were both interns on Capitol Hill. But then they started dating when they were in law school. And once they got engaged, after they had met, you know, after they, well, I guess it was after they had gotten engaged, but he had obviously met her parents before then. But I think they were at a wedding in Birmingham, which is where we lived at the time. And she said, "Well, you've met my dad. Now you got to go meet Caldwell." So I met Mike when I was like in elementary school.
There we go.
And then the summer after I graduated from college, he was just starting his own law firm in Noonan. He worked at a big firm. He started a firm in Noonan, then he went to a big firm downtown Atlanta, and he was coming back to open his own practice. And he hadn't found the perfect secretary yet. And so everybody knew I was going to DC, but not until the fall. I wasn't
Yeah.
going in the summer. I was going to wait till the fall. And so they said, "Well, why don't you come live with us and answer Mike's phones and help him in the office
Yeah.
for the summer?" It's great. Well, they live in a house in Noonan that was built in 1850.
Love it.
And so it's like, you know, the box, it's the four squares on top of each other is the original house. And so that there are two bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. And they had three boys who were, Thomas was like two, Stuart was like five, and Brady was like seven. And they all slept in one room, and then I slept in the room across the hall, and we all shared a bathroom. And I answered the phone for Mike that summer. So knew Mike pretty well, right? Then when I graduated from law school, I didn't know what I was going to do because I had clerked at Alston and Bird the summer before, and that was hell. So my plan was just to go back to DC. And again, I was studying for the bar, and Leah called and she said, "Don't you want to try practicing law for a year before you go to DC?" And I was like, "Well, let's talk about it with y'all, maybe," because I kind of knew what I was getting into. And so we each made, I drove to Noonan and met with Mike, and we each made a 1 year commitment to just try it. And if it blew up, it blew up, but we would try it for a year. And so I was there for 8 years and then left. And there was a period of about 9 months where I was dealing with my mom being sick and moving or whatever that I didn't do any work for Mike. But after about 9 months, he called me because a case we had had, the appeals brief were about to be due. And so he asked me to help him with that. And so, really and truly, other than that 9 month period since 2003, Mike and I have worked together in various capacities. So, anyway, Saturday a week ago, I was getting ready to go to a book club birthday party for me. And I got in the shower. And while I was in the shower, Ted, Mike's law partner had called me, and Ted and I talk a lot, but it's usually in the mornings on a weekday. So it was a little unusual for him to be calling me on a Saturday afternoon, but not that unusual. And I didn't listen to his message. I just read the transcript. And had I listened to it, I probably would have known, picked up on his tone, but I just read the transcript and it just said, call me. And so I gotta get these bangs dry first, because if I don't dry these bangs, there's no going back. So I was drying my bangs and he called back and I didn't hear it, obviously. So I was drying my hair. But when I looked at my phone, he had texted me and left me a voicemail to call him immediately. And so the first time he had called, Leah had just called him and said that Mike had collapsed in the yard and that they were headed to Noonan Piedmont and to please meet her there. And the second call, which was like not even 45 minutes later, he had already passed away. So Leah now says she knew he was dead as soon as she saw him. He just, in the corner says his heart just stopped. Wasn't even a heart, it just stopped. Now, I don't know that that's medically possible, but So Mike was 67. All three boys are, living in Atlanta, gainfully employed. Two of them are married. They were just sort of in this prime time of their life where they were going and doing and having fun. And so it was just a total shock and just terribly sad. And they obviously needed some help at the office. So I headed to Noonan on Sunday, and stayed all week. And just, if you've ever been through grief like that, your brain doesn't fully function. And so all of us are all functioning on like half a brain. And so we're like, maybe together, all of us
We can
together can
figure it
come up with
out.
a coherent thing. But yeah, so we did all the, cases that we could find and that we knew about, and just tried to contact clients and lawyers and judges and all the things. Mike was the one of the county conservators for Coweta County, so he had many, many, many guardians or wards that he was the conservator for. And so Ted's going to do that. He's going to take that over for the short time for us to figure all that out. So, it was just a lot of moving parts last week. And I felt at times either like I was at rush,
Oh
so you're
God.
having sleep-addled yard during rush, or when you're helping take care of a newborn. It was like that sleep deprived. And it wasn't sleeping like I was sleeping,
It's
but it
exhaustion.
was just exhausted. And I laughed. I said, Ted, I'm sorry, I don't have enough lawyer clothes to make it 5 days. And he goes, I don't care. I said, well, I know you don't care, but Mike would be really pissed that I'm showing up to the office in jeans. So, but we made it work. We made it work. So,
Good.
and there's, just the beginning of the long haul to get it all taken care of. But I'm glad I could do it. But there was no way I could record a podcast last week.
Oh, no. And I didn't really know. I knew peripherally what was happening. I was in the middle of all my interviews and I was in my own bubble and my brain was fried as well. And it just didn't even hit me till Wednesday. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't even know, like, when I didn't know when the funeral was. I knew nothing, which was fine. You didn't owe me anything, but I was like, why are we even going to try? Like, let's just our people. I mean, Leah is one of our people and she will understand. And, I mean, they will understand because it's her and we love you and we want you to be where you were needed. And grace abounds, but I mean, you didn't need it. We loved you and all the messages I got were great. We're like worried about you. And I was like, she's doing her thing and being the person that we know and love and the help that we know she is to everybody. So I
Well,
was glad that you got to do that.
as you can see, I also got my hair
I was about to
done.
say, you're a redhead. You're like Lucille Ball redhead.
So I was supposed to get my hair done here on Thursday, and I'm leaving to fly to New York tomorrow. So I knew it, like I had to get it done. And so I called Dana, my old hairdresser, Noonan. I texted her actually, and I said, I think it was Monday morning. I texted her and I said, hey, Mike Sumner's died. I'm going to be here all week. Is there any way you can work me in? I was supposed to get my hair done at home on Thursday. And she was like, I'll see you at 5:30 this afternoon.
Love it.
So gotta love it. So I bebop in there and it's been a minute. I mean, Dana has still done my hair since I left.
Sure.
But it's probably been, I don't know, probably before COVID even, since she's done my hair. And I guess my roots have just gotten grayer. She
Shocker.
said it was because I was on the phone, I was talking to I was mad when I was on the phone when she was painting the color on my roots. But this is after she colored it again, Katie. The first time, yeah, it was real. It was like my head got set on fire. It was a lot. And it's not, you know, down here it's okay. It's just
Well,
those
I
roots are
love
real
you as a
red.
redhead, but
Well,
then
you know, I've been red. This
I,
is just like,
it's very
so
red. It,
I
I
might have
love
sent
it.
a picture to Birch and Casey, and they might have responded with a couple of Reba McEntire gifts.
Oh, yeah.
We
See, I'm
might have
thinking
included
Lucille
some
Ball
fancy.
because we are crazy women, but like fancy, yeah, in your red dress.
I might have
Yeah.
been singing some fancy.
There we
Yeah.
go.
Listen, the adventures.
I love it. I love it. Well, I say it all the time. We've said it on here. You take care of everybody, and we love you for it. And that's one of the best parts of you. And we're so glad that you were there for Leah and for all, apparently, the entire law practice and many, many wards of the Coweta County.
Luckily, I don't have to do much for them, but yeah,
Still.
I have a, and it's so funny because you know I don't litigate anymore, other than with Mike,
Yeah.
for the most part. But I do have one client in Noonan who I'm basically his corporate counsel,
Yeah.
and he just keeps getting sued. I'm like, could you please stop getting sued? I don't like to do this,
Yeah.
and so I had finally just unloaded. My last like litigation thing on Friday, I had finally
Yeah.
gotten him local counsel on that, and I was done. And it's just such a relief. And then lo and behold,
Lo
here
and
we are.
behold.
I probably got 10 new litigation cases at least that I will be working with.
Yeah.
That just got to pull up your big girl panties and do it.
Do it, do it, do it. I love it. Well,
Get her done. But so you had some
should
good
be
news
fun.
last week.
Look, I it didn't even when I texted you even Monday, it didn't even dawn on me that you were doing in the middle of doing what you were doing. I don't think I knew about it really yet.
I didn't know. I mean, you know,
I
what do you?
wasn't on social media much because of all the stuff, and
I don't
anyway.
even think I put anything on social media.
Eventually, I kind of figured it out.
Eventually, I did. I think I shared his obituary eventually,
Yeah,
but
and I was
like
like,
I missed
wait,
that.
oh my God.
Yeah, no.
But Monday, as y'all heard a couple weeks ago, I had my interviews with the South Georgia Conference Board of Ordained Ministry, and it was like we joked, but it really was like the Spanish Inquisition. Like
Oh,
it
Lord.
was like defending a dissertation in three rooms. And so I went from
Do
room
they
to
shine
room.
lights on you? Like, are you in the dark and they shine lights on
It was basic. That's the way my spirit felt. And you just went from room to room and answer questions about your theology and about your call and about the sermon that you submitted. And I ended up passing. So I am now a provisional elder with the South Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it feels really good. And then the next day, my regalia came in for graduation, and I was very overwhelmed by the whole
Oh,
thing.
that's so exciting.
I know. So all the things are happening. So I will graduate from Candler May 10th, and then I will be the service of worship where I will be officially. They'll lay hands on me and say all the holy things, is June 2nd. So there we go. That's the biggest thing
That's
that
so
happened.
exciting. Yeah.
Oh
You get a pay raise?
no. No, I've already gotten a pay raise moving down here. So it's more like I can keep my job and I have the potential to move up now because of this. So, not that I
Okay.
want to move anywhere. I haven't even finished unpacking here. So, Anyway, it's been everybody's been so kind about it and sweet, and but it was like walking a gauntlet over and over again. So it was a wild day.
Well, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so that's really, really good. So that was great. Continuing our small town life series about living here in Vienna, Georgia. As I said before, we had a tree fall on the tabernacle, and so there are lots of workmen out here. And I was walking past the tree service man's truck. And I don't know, Mandy, I might try to scratch out the name and number of the tree service, but on his truck, below the name of the tree service and his phone number, it says call crack for all your tree needs. You're supposed to call crack. And I went,
Okay.
of course you are. Of course, the guy's name is Crack.
What's it short for? Do we know?
Crack? I don't know. Crack? I don't know. I don't wanna. I don't know.
McCracken?
McCracken. There we go. We'll say it's McCracken. We'll say it's McCracken. I don't know if head, crack head. I don't know. I don't know. But it just says on the truck, it says call crack. And I was like, done. Okay, they did. So Crack's been here all week cutting up these big trees, and
Have
it's
you
looking a
talked to
lot
him?
better.
Have you talked to
I
Crack?
have not met Crack. I was.
I feel like, listen, Birch's superpower in life is she would be out there chatting with Crack. She'd have his whole life story. I feel like you need to take a page out of Birch's book because I feel like
Well,
there's a good story there.
unfortunately, the day that they were cutting up the tree, I was not here. So, I was teaching a class on pastoral care and funerals.
Hey,
Right?
she
So, I was not here the day that he was actually working here, but he's had his work truck like backed up under the trailer because they're going to mill the trees down and make tables and altar and all the things. So, they're going to reuse the wood, which will be really neat. But yeah, so Call Crack was out here for a while. It might even be gone today, the truck. The tree's still out there on the trailer, but Call Crack.
my best, single girl in a small town story is I got home one Sunday after church and I was doing something and I looked out my kitchen window and noticed that my tire was flat. And I was like, well, I can change my own tire Sunday afternoon. I can get out there and do that. And I couldn't get the blasted lug nuts off. If you've ever tried to change a tire, like that's the hold up, is having the strength to get the lug nuts off. So I gave up and called AAA and they sent out two guys, one of them was in full camo coveralls,
Love it.
and the other one just had regular coveralls, and they were probably 60. This has been 20 years ago. And one of them's just chatting me up, and he says, "You ever go to the VFW?" I said, "No, I've never been to the VFW." Well, they have karaoke on Thursday nights. And Alan Jackson's my cousin. I'm really saying, you want to go with me to the VFW on Thursday? We can sing some karaoke. And I had to decline Mr. Camouflage Coveralls' kind invitation. But I was real sad that I couldn't go sing some karaoke. Because listen, me and Fancy,
You
here's
could
your
sing some
one
fancy.
chance. Don't let me down.
Don't let you down. Yes. That about tracks. So I have to get my oil changed, and the guy's name is Gino. And Gino, all the ladies in town recommended him. And
I
Gino was
did.
very happy to hear from me today when I called about getting my oil changed tomorrow. So he can't wait to meet me.
Well, great, great.
Yeah.
He can place it on the color of his coveralls.
Sugar, I'll take care of you. Gotcha.
Yep.
Thanks, Gino.
Duly noted.
Yep. So the only other thing happening here in the woods, besides still studying and reading about Jesus and writing lots of sermons, because this week starts Ash Wednesday and Lent. Is that the cats are getting braver, which is great.
Good.
And Honey is still chasing them, which is not great for her. We need to learn some boundaries. But they'll come right up to the back door or to the front door and talk to us, even the little girl. So, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to be
Yeah.
friends. I just
You
feel
feed
it.
them long enough. You
Yeah.
feed them long enough.
And they're taking care of the mice. I have not seen Fievel scurry through the living room at night again. So
Well, good.
I know, I'm so excited for them. Good for them.
Good for them.
Yep. The
Thanks.
only other thing that I'm doing these days, and this, I mean, look, I cheered in high school, so I watched a lot of live basketball in high school. I had a sorority sister in college that played basketball for Samford. I watched a lot of live basketball. I don't love televised basketball. So
Yeah.
this sentence is revolutionary for me. I'm watching basketball. Auburn is ranked number one in the country. They just
Yes,
clinched
they
the
are.
SEC number one standing last night or Tuesday night. No, Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday. We've got a game tomorrow, Tuesday, and one more on Saturday. And the SEC is really good this year in basketball. So every game is great, even if people aren't ranked. I've watched some Vandy basketball, even.
Anchor down.
Anchor down. I've got a friend that's a Florida fan, same Florida fan that I do some of my, I don't bet for money. So if anybody's listening with the South Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church, I'm not a gambler, but we do those point spreadsheets. And I was like, I kind of miss it for football. He's like, let's do one for basketball. So we're trying one for the SEC tournament. And so I made it, I got to, flex my Excel muscle. And I made a spreadsheet. And we're gonna follow, we're gonna start with the SEC tournament and see if we like that setup. So it's fun though, and it's fun when you win. We don't win in football these days, so might as well win in basketball.
Yeah, my nephew has definitely become a big football, I
Oh
mean
yeah.
basketball.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. They travel well too, so I think it was maybe it was in Athens where you could hear on the TV, you could hear people cheering more for Auburn than you could for Georgia.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that's
And
fun.
apparently the tickets are
Yeah.
stupid expensive.
So the tournament's in Nashville. The SEC tournament is in
And that
Nashville.
just to go to any just to
Oh,
go to an
yeah.
Auburn home game,
Yeah.
the
Just
tickets have been like $100.
crazy. Crazy, crazy. So, anyway, we've had fun watching that. So that's been fun, and it kind of scratches my little sports itch. I mean, baseball
Yeah.
started, but not really, we're not in the full swing of it yet. I watched a little
Yeah.
golf yesterday because Russell Henley was tied for third. Little making boy, Russell, Rusty, in one of the tournaments, but he got the yips on the back nine, and so he did not end up tied for third. But that's okay. He did great. I was real proud of him. So, anyway, it's been, there's a little bit of sports out there. So, all good things. All good things. Do you have any, have you been able to pay attention to baseball at all?
Not a whole lot. I did listen to the Vandy boys game.
I was about to say, I think they're ranked when I look.
Yeah, they were ranked like maybe 14th when they preseason. And they played pretty well. They did lose two games this weekend. They were out in California at a tournament. And they beat UCLA Friday night, but they lost to USC and UConn on Saturday and Sunday. But they've got a fun little team. I did see today, last year on opening day, our catcher, Sean Murphy, strained his oblique. And then I saw today that he is going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks because he has a cracked rib.
Oh,
And
ouch.
I would like for somebody to get some sage and take it to the Braves facility because let me tell you what we cannot do again is what we did last year. And this is how it started. And
Yep.
listen, we
Yep.
can't do it.
So Auburn baseball is ranked 22nd. I'm still looking for y'all's game this weekend to see. Oh, 18th.
19th. And I saw the funniest.
And you play Saint Bonaventure this week.
Our midweek game is always, it's, I can't remember who it is, but it's somebody that's always tough. Like they always end up making the tournament, and we always play them early in midweek, and it's always like, what's happening?
What's happening? Yeah.
But I saw the funniest thing today. So it's, I'm assuming Texas A&M is still ranked first.
Yes, they are.
They had a, they lost to Texas State last week, midweek.
Did you
And I
see that
know this.
picture?
Yes, I know this because I saw on Instagram this picture. They were like, I can't remember what they're like. It's going to be a new series of pictures who don't give a shit or something. And it's
Yes.
like, they already had done one on the Georgia closer who was like sticking his tongue out at
Yeah.
people, throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But this kid was like, the guy doing the commentary was like, I mean, this guy will be an accountant one day
Yep.
and say he struck out a guy who made it to the big leagues. The guy in the batter's box may be the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
And this kid just struck him out. And y'all, he was about to lose his mind. He was out of his mind excited.
He reminded me of an excited puppy because he kept wiggling his ass.
Yeah, he would just shimmy his
He
butt.
would
It was
shimmy his little
so,
butt like a dog wagging his tail, like the when
it
they wag their
was
whole
so
butt.
funny.
It was
Golly,
great.
testosterone is real.
It's absolutely real.
Woo!
So funny. He was freaking out with his mullet.
Yes, God. But if it'd be like Mercer beating,
Yeah.
like Mercer's got a good baseball team. It'd be
Yeah.
like, I don't know, Georgia State
Yeah.
beating Georgia or something. Like
Yeah.
it was a big deal
It
for
was a
them.
big deal. Yeah, it was fun to watch the
I
highlights.
did hear the commentator of the Vandy game yesterday saying that Oklahoma, who we'll all recall is now in the SEC,
Yep.
Oklahoma baseball is currently undefeated,
Awesome.
which nobody predicted. Welcome to the SEC. So,
Why do we let these really good teams in?
well, Oklahoma, I think maybe they did make it to the World Series the year Ole Miss won.
Yeah.
That would have been like three, maybe 4 years
Three
ago.
or four years ago, yeah.
So they were there then, but they hadn't, they're
Well,
not
their
like a power.
softball is out of this world good.
But baseball, they're
So,
not like a powerhouse, but they
no,
still
but
are undefeated.
still, welcome to the SEC. Here we go.
Crazy,
I love it.
crazy, crazy.
Yep. Oh, well, that's all I've got as far as sports goes. I did not watch the Oscars. I was at
Me
a
either.
birthday dinner. So I did not do that. But I did see the opening number from Wicked, and it was fabulous because
Oh,
Cynthia
good.
Erivo is amazing.
Yeah, she
So,
is. She's got some
yeah.
pipes on her for sure.
She does. She sure does.
Yeah, no, I don't really. I will say the other, I did have a couple of highlights last week.
Yeah.
So Ted is a big bourbon drinker.
Love it.
I bought him Wright Thompson's book, Pappy Land,
Yep.
several years ago, when it came out, because I mean, Ted, he's like a little kid with a baseball card about his bourbon. It's hysterical. So he has three bottles of Pappy. He has a 12-year, a 15-year, and a 20-year.
Wow, all right.
12. I know 15 and 20, I think 12. So he decided that he would bring some Pappy in because the funeral was at like 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Then some people were at the house. Well, then there was a reception after at the church, and then there were some people at the house. And then so
Yep.
he said, after all that, why don't we meet back at the office and have some Pappy? Because I had never tasted Pappy before.
Oh, okay.
So Ted and his wife Jill and I met back at the office and had, I think we tasted, I can't remember if we tasted all three that night or if we just tasted two. I want to say we tasted all three.
Look at that.
And then we went to dinner. But the 15 is my favorite. So
Okay.
then fast forward to the next day, Leah and the boys came in and they had gone into Mike's office and shut the door and were doing some stuff in there. And their middle son, Stuart's an attorney. And Stuart comes out and he comes and sits down in Ted's office. He goes, "Can we please talk about the law? They're in there talking about money and finance, and I don't understand all that. Can we just talk about the law so I can feel good about myself?" And Ted looked at me and he said, "Somebody needs a drink." It was about 4:35. And he's like, "Somebody needs a drink." I said, "Well, I know I do, but I think Stuart could use one too." So he had not taken the Pappy. He has a little travel bag
Of
for
course
his
he
bourbon.
does. Of course he
So
does.
he had not taken his little travel bag out of the car. So he went out to the car and got the Pappy. And then we went and got, we decided to be nice and share it with everybody. So everybody had a little Pappy toast to Mike that afternoon in the office. So that
That's
was
so
good.
nice. Yeah, I love that.
And then Friday, James and Kelly, Kelly, our only guest on this podcast, took me to a new restaurant in Saranby. It's called Austin's.
Okay.
And they had been a couple weeks ago and it had a caviar service.
Oh.
And James was so funny. James Weldon loves very few things more than he loves eating good food and drinking good cocktails. Like he just loves it. And so we went and had the caviar service and several cocktails and a couple of glasses of wine. And I was like, "Oh
Yeah.
no, that was one." But it was really good and the food was really delicious. So
I love that.
Austin at Saranby is very fun.
Awesome.
And we're like, where else can you go that you take back roads
Yeah.
from noon to get
Right.
there
To
and
have
then have caviar?
caviar. Yeah.
So it
Speaking
was
of
fun.
caviar, that triggered so Monday night, I was with some people and did not really get to celebrate my passing of the interviews. So when I got back, the Queens threw me a South Georgia celebration.
Oh, good.
And we had champagne and pork rinds.
That's awesome. That's
And they
fun.
said, "Katie, you're not going to believe this, but we're going to order some caviar, and a pork rind with creme fraiche and caviar is the best thing ever." And I was like,
Listen, I
done.
believe it. I believe it. Although I will have
Done.
to admit that I think just a potato chip with some creme fraiche,
Yeah.
I'm really like, you can really leave off the caviar at this point. That creme fraiche on a potato chip.
I know, right? So that's my next
So
goal with the Queen. And then we wore tiaras and everything. It was great.
good. Good.
It was real
That's awesome.
sweet. So I did get to celebrate. And I forgot, I'm gonna pull up a picture because I can see the napkin. I forgot what the napkin said, but it was very appropriate. But anyway, it was fun and they were so sweet to do that. And
Glad you celebrated. That's a
they
big deal.
were, yeah, it was a big deal. It was a really big deal. And it was, I'm glad to have it behind me. It says it's never too late to be what you want to be. Unless you want to be younger, then you're screwed. So I'll make sure I put some of these pictures in the chat, with Mandy so she can post them. But we had the best time. It was just great. So
Good.
there we go.
Good. Good. Well, I had some funeral sandwiches.
Oh, I bet they were delicious.
Listen, and here's the thing, like the Sumners in their 1850 house, which has obviously been added on to.
Well, yeah.
It's not just the four boxes on top of each
Right.
other, but they hosted many a party in their house over the years, and I always end up in the kitchen
Same.
with my friend Kathy Nixon, and before he passed away, her husband Don Nixon. And so when we walked in the house, I walked in with Ted and his wife Jill after the funeral on Wednesday and said, "Come on, Kathy Nixon's gonna be in the kitchen."
Yeah.
And that's where the good food is.
Yes.
And so sure enough, there was Kathy with the funeral sandwiches in the
Yep.
kitchen. And she taught me that if you only eat half of one, it doesn't really count. And then especially if you share it with a friend, if you share the other
Yes.
half with a friend, you're basically losing weight as you
Yep.
eat them.
It's the
So
same thing as if you break a cookie open, the calories fall out.
and if you stand up, my friend Camila McLean taught me this,
Yes.
if you stand up, they don't count either. And
Yes.
shake your food. If you shake it before you
Oh,
eat it,
I didn't know
gone.
that one. Car
Already
calories
gone.
don't count either on a road trip.
No.
So there's ways to get around that. But I used to do the same thing with Bertha. Bertha made all of our food for every party, and she kept me a plate in the back because she knew I would never get to eat at those things. And I mean, kitchen, party food, and party time. I spent every minute I had with her in the kitchen. It was much better in there.
As Kathy said, when Don was still alive, because there's like a window into the new den that was built 25 years ago, but I still call it the new den. There's like a window into the new den. There's a door into the hallway, and then there's a door into the breakfast room. So with the three of us, as long as we were positioned correctly, we knew everything that was going on at the
Heck yeah.
party,
Yeah.
but we didn't have to talk to everybody, and we'd just sit back there and eat.
It's
So.
my favorite thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of food, talk
Yeah.
to us about yours.
So I got a hankering this week for a recipe that we used to eat. I turned it into something different. So I put both versions in the notes. It's just ham and chicken. It's a chicken breast, and you wrap some sliced ham around it, and then you make a sauce. And the
Girl, that's
original,
called party chicken in Moultrie, Georgia.
there we go, party chicken. I didn't know how to name. I will make sure to edit.
We use dried beef instead of
Yes, chip beef. Oh yes, oh yes. And then there's cream and mushroom soup, sour cream, garlic, salt, and pepper in the sauce that you put on top of it.
it goes real well with party chicken.
What?
Brown rice.
I made that. That's what's in my refrigerator right now, leftover. That's really why I made this chicken, because I was hankering brown rice. So that's in my refrigerator and will be had for dinner.
Good.
I thought that I had stocked my pantry well enough. I had not. I had no cream of mushroom soup. So I thought, well, what do I have? And I had a little bit of sour cream. I have Greek yogurt that I keep in there, just plain Greek yogurt. Dijon mustard, and then I used the onion salt. And if you like French onion dip, that's just the sour cream with a packet of French onion or ranch seasoning, or I use the French onion dip. The onion salt from Trader Joe's tastes very good, and it's a good version of that. And so I dumped some of that in with all that mixture and poured that over the chicken and made party chicken with what I had in the refrigerator. And it was delicious. So I've got more of that sauce that I'm going to do again tonight with some leftover brown rice. And I'm going to be happy as a little clam.
When I got to the house on Sunday, I was also in the kitchen again with Kathy and Leah's sister Laura and Ingrid Richardson, Joel Richardson was the preacher at Central Baptist for 100 years, and Ingrid's his wife. And somehow or another, we got started talking about brown rice. And
Love
Kathy, of course, knew about it because Kathy's a great cook. And of course, Laura is from Moultrie, also a great cook. So of course, Laura and Kathy, I knew about it, but Ingrid's from Mississippi. And she was like, oh, and there was another woman there, Kathy Moore, who grew up in Mississippi, but lives in Virginia now. Anyway, Ingrid's like, we used to make this in Mississippi. I didn't know about it. And so we were like, girl. And so I'm like literally texting her the recipe while we're sitting there.
because
And
it's
then
like three things and it's so easy.
lo and behold, if the next day, Southern Living didn't have Ivy Odom, Moultrie native, sharing the recipe for brown rice. Did I tell you that a guy who's a couple years younger than me, who's recently divorced, posted on Facebook and said, somebody help me. How do I cook brown rice so that it's not crunchy?
Well, that's the best part.
No, it was like raw.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But all the answers to it were about rice consomme because he's from Moultrie. And I finally piped up and said, Brad, I don't know if you're talking about the grain brown rice.
Or the dish.
If you are, you have to cook it a little longer than regular rice. I don't know which you got your answer if you're talking about rice consomme, stick of butter rice. We just had in the kitchen and Leah, we said we're calling it magic rice. Like,
Love
if
it.
you're talking about that, you've got every answer you could possibly want. If you're
Yes.
talking about the grain brown rice, you just have to cook it a lot longer than white rice.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows
Tell
which
me you're
one it
from
was?
Moultrie without telling me
Telling
you're
me
from
you're
Moultrie.
from Moultrie. Yeah. Well, it's
That's funny.
delicious, and I'm so excited to have it for dinner again tonight. I'm thrilled. And I
And
also
I thought
sprinkled a little Parmesan cheese on top of that chicken, by the way. So that was
And I
good.
think I told y'all that Melanie, who is another one of our St. Simons listeners, she's purchased next door neighbor. She was like, I had never heard of brown rice, and now she shared it with all her friends too.
There we
So
go, brown rice revolution.
I'm glad to be a brown rice prophet, because if we're being honest, that's one of the five things I would eat as a child.
Oh,
So
I
it's
loved it. I
really
love it.
apropos.
Yep. I
And
think we should put
ready
that on
to
a t-shirt, Brown Rice Prophet.
That's me.
I
That's me.
love it. I love it. I love it. So anyway, that just enjoy. It's a great little dish with brown rice. The original is good. My version was good. I mean, it's not hard. You know, whatever's in your refrigerator, make it
I
however
do
you
like
want
that
it.
party chicken. It's
I do.
good.
It's very good. It's very, very good. And there's something about sour cream and cream of mushroom soup with some garlic salt. You could put that on anything and it'd be good. So I hate that I didn't have it, but I can make that another week.
I
So
wonder
anyway.
too. Trader Joe's sells, I think it's called like umami powder.
Yes, they
I
do.
wonder if that would be like the if you're trying to do a cream of mushroom
Yep.
substitute, because mushrooms are have a lot of umami. I
And
wonder if
I
that would.
thought maybe I had that, but it was the onion one. It was not the mushroom umami one. So I just went with what I had.
Yeah, nothing
Note
wrong
to
with that.
self, I need to stock with cream and mushroom soup in my pantry.
Don't wait till they go on BOGO at Publix.
I know, right? I know. Or, well, the pig, I bet, actually has that.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. So I think I'll be good getting that at the pig. Well, Mandy, I'm shocked and amazed and glad I was ready at the ready with a couple things I could have interjected for favorites, but because you've been so busy. But I'm glad you found some favorites besides Pappy, because none of us can find or afford that. So,
15-year,
yep,
15-year pattern. You can
15
order
year
it, I think,
Pappy.
for the 15 years.
But tell us
So,
about your favorites, please, ma'am.
I'm sitting here looking around to see if I can think of any other ones, but
No,
I
those are
will.
great.
So I listened to, we're big fans of the Big Big Cast.
Yes.
And Melanie Schenkel, who is Big Mama, has a book out. And I listened to it because I've always kind of been intrigued about her relationship with her mother, which she
Yes.
doesn't really talk about. And so this dives into that.
Oh.
So it talks about her relationship with her mom, but it also talks about just sort of her daughter's struggle in high school with mean girls.
Yep.
And if you have older kids, I would really recommend this book. If you have a tough relationship with your mom, I would really recommend this book. I will say, it did make me, and this conversation you and I could probably have offline at some point, but it did make me, there are times when people's faith, there are times when I feel like people use their faith as a crutch.
Yes.
And they just give it over to Jesus
Instead of
and
dealing
forget
with it.
about it.
Yep.
And that's, there are times where, I agree, there are times where you have to sort of do that,
Yes.
but there are also times where that's just an easy way out and you're
Yep.
not doing the hard work
Nope.
that you need to do. So anyway, I did have a little bit of that with
Okay.
this. I mean, she did do hard work too. But there's a lot of stuff where she's like, I just had to turn it over to Jesus. Or, she gets, if you would just believe in Jesus, if he
Oh.
will show you, it got a little bit like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The overwhelming message was enough that I could kind of get over my knee-jerk
Yeah.
reaction to that,
Right.
which is not
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's, highly recommend it. If you, especially if you're trying to parent some older kids,
Gotcha.
because it, I think it has some good lessons about that in there. And then the other thing I got, because it's literally sitting here right beside me, I got this around Christmas, is some Trader Joe's body butter.
Yeah.
And Will had gotten my mom some last year, at some point, and hers was like coconut, maybe. This is fragrance free.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Because you know me. But it's just, I love the texture of it. It's not greasy, but it's real emollient and thick. And I like it. So
Good.
it's body butter.
I love that. Well, thank you, Mandy.
It's
Those
best I
are
can do, y'all.
no, look. Grace abounds. Grace, it abounds. Awesome. Well, so what's your week like? Are you going to New York? Is it for something fun?
It is.
Good.
So Susie, my best friend since the fifth grade,
Yep.
now lives 10 miles from me, ironically.
Yep.
Her birthday is 2 days after mine.
Oh, good.
She turned 50 on February 19th. So we talked about going to Paris because neither one of us have been to Paris. But she got a big leak in her house, and she's still like trying to figure out exactly how much money that's going to cost her.
Right,
So
right.
she said, I can't do Paris, but I have always wanted to go to the opera. And I was like, I'm in.
Love
So
it.
we are going to see La Boheme Wednesday evening.
Stop. Mandy, that's gonna be so great. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yep, so we fly in tomorrow having dinner with my dear friends Leslie and Maddie, who live in New York.
Love it.
And then we'll go to the opera Wednesday night, and then we'll catch a show Thursday night, just buy tickets the day of.
Yeah.
Probably gonna shoot to see Gypsy with Audra McDonald.
And now I'm really, really jealous.
That's the goal. And then we'll fly out Friday afternoon. So,
Awesome. I cannot wait for
yeah,
all those updates.
I know, I'm
Cannot
excited.
wait.
Susie has not been back to New York since we went when we were seniors in high school.
I haven't been in a long time. It's probably the 2010s, maybe. Maybe.
Haven't been since before COVID, but I was really spoiled because Leslie. I could just go, sleep in the bed
Yeah.
with Leslie. We're good enough friends that I
Yeah.
just you knew Leslie growing up, Leslie
Yeah.
Davis,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Davis and Sons.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could just sleep in the bed with Leslie because we're good enough friends that I could do that. So I used to go all the time,
Yeah.
but I have not been since before COVID, so I'm really excited too.
Yes, I love New York. It's fun.
Me too.
Awesome.
What about you? What's going on in your world this week?
Well, Ash Wednesday is Wednesday and it
Oh,
starts
okay.
Lent. So we're getting into the full swing of High Holy Days. So, which is always the busy season for us preachers. So check on your people. I am preaching at we're doing a combined service with a church up the road. So I'm preaching and they're hosting. And yeah, so there's that. But other than that, I'm just still I don't graduate till May 10th, even though I want to be done.
Oh, yeah. The
Senioritis
end of
is
the
ooh, it's thick. It is thick around here. So I'm ready for that to happen, but I'm just reading about Jesus as usual.
Lord, man. Okay.
Yep.
Well, is Miss Honey feeling all right?
She's sneezing. I think we have allergies, but she's already on antibiotics for the heartworm stuff. So, you know, it can't, whatever, you know, I don't know. We go back on the 11th, and if it gets any worse than it is right now, I might call her and just see what she thinks, but we're already going back and the
Yeah.
pollen is already out. I mean, there's yellow everywhere around here. So, I don't know. She did. I used to use this, linen spray on my sheets, but she sleeps in the bed with me and I would spray it and then she'd get in the bed and sneeze all night. And so I think she does have some allergies is probably
Yeah.
the problem. So, she's been a little sneezy, but she's great. She brought me a toy to play with the other day for the first time, and I wept.
Oh,
She's
good.
just, she's getting into her rhythm. She's learning that, you know, we have our little routine, and she really likes that security. She just, somebody was just not nice to her,
Yeah.
and she's decompressing from all that. So, but we walk two or three times a day. It's great.
Okay. Yeah, they say 3 months is really helpful. It takes them to fully relax into themselves.
Yeah,
So.
I can see that. I can see where that would be the case. We're about well, not even a month in. But she's
Yeah, 3 weeks.
slowly.
I can usually see it like 3 weeks. I can see him start to like, okay, but then it's really another yeah, Ted just sent me a text. God love him. You know how when somebody dies and then you have to walk around a small town and everybody gives you the look? Last week he was like, I hate that look. And now he just texted me, Aretha Franklin. I said a little prayer for you. He said, six people have told me today they are praying for me. I believe in God. I appreciate prayer, but now this song is stuck in my head.
Come here, honey. You want to get on camera? She's like, nope, I sure don't.
Got to pay extra for that. All right. Well, you girls
She's
have a
smiling
good
at me, though. You
day.
bless you.
I can't hear.
But yeah, so looking forward to your update next week. You've got a big update for us next week. I'm so excited. I really hope you
Y'all
get to see
have a good
Audra. I
week.
will die a thousand deaths if you get to see Audra. I love that for you. Because
Yeah,
I'm hoping she
so.
wins the Tony.
Yeah, I think
Not
there's a
that she
good
doesn't already
chance.
have plenty, but I want her to win this one.
Yeah, Leslie saw it and was like, this may be the best thing I've ever seen,
Oh
ever.
my God.
But, yeah.
Yay! I'm quoting Damn Yankees in my sermon this week.
Oh,
And I'm
good.
debating whether I say damn or darn. In the pulpit. I always said that's the one place I would never cuss. But
Don't
it's the
ask me.
title of a show. I don't know. I don't know.
Don't ask me. I'm not a good advice giver on cussing.
I normally am not.
All
Lord. Well, I'll let you know how that goes.
right. Well, y'all have a good week.
Have a good week, friends.